Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Robert Ford joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow. And first cuts of spring, no surprises. Four pitchers, a catcher, getting to the point now in spring training where the innings are starting to shrink a little bit. And you're starting to, we want guys to start get ready for their seasons also with minor league camp starting.
Yeah, the guys we sent out today are all non-roster guys. They're going to get a chance to go back to the backfields, and their games are going to start on Friday. So get them a little more game competition. Some of them will be back participating in our games, but right now we just want them focused and want to thin out camp a little bit and start focusing on the guys that really have a chance to make the club.
You have a few pitchers on what would have been called individualized programs. Lance McCullough is one of them. He pitched the other day in Jupiter, pitched very well. You have Dallas Keuchel, who's going to be pitching today, and obviously this is a big step for Keuchel. No injury concern at this point, hopefully, but obviously getting closer to getting ready for the season.
Yeah, we're taking it slow with our starters, and I think it's a good strategy this year because we're expecting to go deep. And it was great to see Lance on the mound the other day. He looked really good, had command of his breaking ball and a good fastball, and I'm hoping to see some good things from Dallas today. So and then hopefully McHugh is to follow these guys, and all three guys still are on the timetable to be ready for opening day. And with Charlie and Musgrove both having good outings so far, I think we're in pretty good shape as far as the rotation goes.
You mentioned McHugh and scheduled to throw live BP tomorrow, the first time he's going to throw to hitters this spring. I'd imagine obviously you're hoping he's still ready for the start of the season. I have to imagine there's going to be a little concern because he's definitely behind even where McCullers and Keuchel are.
He is, but as long as there's no setbacks from here on, he's on a schedule that'll get him ready, and maybe not for the first game of the season, but he'll be ready when his turn in the rotation comes around. So barring any setbacks, I think we're going to be at full strength on opening day, and that's really all you can hope for this time of spring training.
Francis Martes got the start yesterday against Miami, wound up only getting one out. It really was quite the struggle for him, threw 30 pitches to four batters, and the top pitching prospect in its organization, according to several publications. And it seemed like yesterday certainly could be a learning experience for him.
It was, and I think had it been a little later in the season, AJ would have allowed him to work out of the trouble that he got himself into. But knowing that it's this early in the spring and it was the first inning, we didn't want him to go past 30 pitches. I think it was the right move to get him out of there. But he's going to learn something from it. And, you know, he's not quite ready for our level yet, but I think he's demonstrated this spring that he's getting close. So every experience he has out there gets him a little bit closer.
And when you look at the rest of the rotation, the reason Martes got the start, Mike Fiers with the hamstring discomfort. Is that one of those kind of spring training things where maybe not too serious, but it's early, might as well be careful in games that don't count?
I think that's right. I mean, our training staff would rather take 2 days off right now than worry about missing more time later. So I expect Fiers will be back in our rotation here shortly, and I think he's going to be perfectly ready to go for opening day as well.
Yesterday, a scary scene in the World Baseball Classic in the game involving Venezuela with Salvador Perez getting hurt, couldn't put any weight on his leg after a collision with Drew Butera, his backup catcher with the Kansas City Royals, who was playing for Team Italy. And, I mean, as great as a tournament as the World Baseball Classic is, I'd imagine as a general manager, you have to kind of hold your breath with your eight guys from big league camp who are participating and hoping. I mean, guys can get hurt anywhere, but obviously you're hoping it doesn't happen in a scenario like that.
That's true, and having gone to a WBC game last night, I can tell you the intensity level is way higher there than it is here in spring training, and guys are really getting after it. So it's something that we all worry about. The competition is great. I think it's been a great tournament so far, but certainly we hope that everybody comes through healthy. I think those guys last night, I don't think any of them are going to suffer any injuries that are going to result in missed time during the season, but we certainly go with our fingers crossed.
Jeff Luhnow, Astros General Manager, thanks for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Jonathan Singleton in camp once again this year for the Astros. What's different for you this year from years past? You notice anything? Are you more relaxed?
Years past, I guess I was so caught up with trying to make a team out of camp. You know, this year it's a little different for me. You know, honestly, I'm just trying to make progress and be productive every single time I step on the field. That's my main objective.
Hey, isn't it crazy that you can work out in the off season and go through all that stuff and still come to spring training in the first week or two? You're as sore yeah. as you never felt like you even worked out.
Exactly. You know, the volume, just to being out on the field in the sun all day is a lot different. You know, you got
having cleats on.
Exactly. It's a little adjustment period.
What would you try to work on during this past off season? Anything with your stroke?
Really just, you know, getting starting a little earlier, just trying to simplify things, you know, that's my just been my biggest focus, trying to start earlier. It's kind of been kind of hard because, you know, you're not really getting consistent at bats and stuff like that in spring training. Right, it's early, yeah. But it's going to take just at bats, you know, to get your timing right. And the sooner it happens, the better off you'll be.
Have you ever talked to anybody who's a great pinch hitter, say, about how they get ready to get maybe just one at bat every other day?
Yeah, I've actually talked to Zoe quite a bit. You know, his biggest piece of advice was control the controllables, you know, especially the pitches down the middle of the plate. You know, you definitely cannot miss those mistakes. You know, people like Miguel Cabrera, you know, people like Jose Altuve, they don't miss pitches down the middle of the plate. I mean, they might get hits on balls that are out of the zone every now and then, but when you actually look at their numbers down the middle of the plate, they're astronomical.
Jonathan, that being said, I mean, when you're looking at a pitcher and he's on the mound, are you looking down the middle, or are you looking away, or are you looking in?
For the most part, I kind of divide the plate into halves pretty much, so it'll be middle, middle out, or middle, middle in. You know, it might be a ball or two here, a ball or two there, but, you know, if I still feel like I can get to it, then it's go time.
Last thing, how do you combat the shift? I mean, I would imagine a lot of people put a shift on you being a big power left-handed hitter. How do you combat that?
Really, honestly, I don't really think about it too much. You know, my biggest thing with the shift is when you get pitches to hit, you have to hit them hard, no matter if, you know, no matter what pitch it is, where it is. If you hit it hard, it's not much you can really do about it. But if you do hit it hard and it's in a good location, I'd say it's a good chance that you'll beat it.
Yeah,
definitely.
There you go. That's Jonathan Singleton. Thanks for catching up.
Definitely. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Doesn't matter who you are. If you're a baseball fan, first game, always exciting.
Baseball season is right around the corner, and the Astros are ready to earn it.
Base hit, and that's the ball game.
Don't miss a single play, inning, or game when the Astros take on some of their biggest rivals. Matchups include games against the Yankees, Red Sox, Rangers, and Mets. Come out to Minute Maid Park ready to cheer on your Astros. Every play, every inning, and every game. All single game tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at astros.com/tickets or by calling 1-877-9-ASTROS.